Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley this week, the Hope Gospel Mission in Eau Claire has its official opening for its new $1.8 million Hope Learning Center. And also, Sparrow Wellness Clinic in Chippewa Falls set to hold its open house this Saturday, 9 to 1. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. The Hope Learning Center in Eau Claire opened this week. The $1.8 million project that brings expanded classroom space, technology, and new confidential offices in a new building right next to the Hope Gospel Renewal Center for Men. Hope Gospel's program director, Chris Headland, talks about some of the benefits of this new, much larger learning center.
In our previous learning center, the offices were not very confidential. You could hear through the walls. They weren't built for confidentiality. We only had one classroom, and often that classroom was over full. Our meetings, we had more people in our meetings than would fit in that room. We had 10 people sharing 7 offices. We had up to 26 men at one time sharing 24 workstations in the morning. And so we were out of room in the last facility. This facility gives us 3 classrooms, a meeting room large enough for all of us to fit in at the same time, the opportunity to expand to up to 60 residents as Hope Gospel Mission grows. Everyone has their own office, and the offices were built to be soundproof and provide a comfortable private space for them to meet one-on-one with their counselors and chaplains.
Regarding Hope Gospel Mission's overall philosophy, Headland says,
at Hope Gospel Mission, we're not a typical homeless shelter. We care more about more than just providing shelter for the person. We want to help the men and women that stay with us get well and become the people God created them to be. And so when they stay with us often for a year and a half and go through a program that helps them rebuild their life from the ground up, rebuild that foundation, have that fresh start. We help them in areas like academics, addictions, finances, life skills, mental health, nutrition, fitness, parenting skills, spirituality, and employment. And this learning center is the heart of where that happens. It's where their workstations are located, where they can access the internet and the software they need to reach their goals. It's where the recovery groups happen. It's where the classes are taught. It's where they can meet one-on-one with their counselors and their chaplains as needed to work through the different things on their renewal plans and reach their goals.
Headland says it didn't take long for their residents and staff to fall in love with the new learning center, which has 42 computer workstations.
We were able to finish this space in June, and so our residents moved in the end of June. The residents love the space. They love the comfortable. They love the big space. They love that there's enough room for them to do whatever they need to do. I also like that having this nice space for them shows that they're valuable and that they're worthy. They're not stuck to the leftovers, but they're worth investing in. Their futures, their desire to overcome their past and their addictions and become the people God created them to be, they're worthy of being invested in.
Headland says because of the terrific community support they've received,
Hope Gospel Mission is really able to offer a comprehensive, holistic program to our residents. Instead of just providing housing, we have very complex programming that they can go through over a long period of time. Because of the support of the community through donations and grants from foundations and the support through the bargain centers that we have, we're able to offer 9-dimension renewal plans with trained counselors and chaplains, and we don't have to charge our residents anything for that. They can go through that program and they can just focus on becoming the best they can be and reaching their goals and working on their addictions and overcoming their traumas.
Hope Gospel Mission's program manager, Mike Minner, describes the focal point wall inside the new Hope Learning Center.
The idea behind it came from when we were designing the space. We wanted to provide a space that was not only functional but welcoming to our residents. And all of our men and women that come and stay with us come from hard places. And so we wanted something that would connect with them at a sort of a subconscious level that made them feel safe, that made them feel welcomed and part of what they're doing here.
Minner says when residents first enter the new learning center, it can be a little bit overwhelming.
It's a big, beautiful space, but it's full of computer workstations, and a lot of them haven't been in school for a long time and are a little bit overwhelmed. So what we wanted to do was have a material on this focal point wall that sort of mirrored their experiences. And so we thought a lasting material, something that was malleable and pliable, was copper as a metal. We thought about that as a base that they could connect with. But then all of our folks also come in with bumps and bruises and things that have happened to them over their lives. And so we decided to go with a patinaed copper, something that through all of the experience that the coppers had or the residents that have had in their lives has left some marks on their lives, but created almost a new beauty on the outside. And so we hope that they'll connect with that, mm-hmm. with that new thing that's sort of being created, because we really want to get to the point where everyone that comes and stays with us becomes the men and women that God created them to be. And we really want to meet people where they are. And so each one of those panels represents one of our residents that stays with us, and each one is unique and distinct and brings their own beauty.
And Minner says they've also added a cross atop the focal point wall
to sort of draw everything together. And it's through the work of Jesus Christ, ultimately, who is without blemish, who is perfect and pure, that we can have the power to become who he created us to be. And that's really the focus of what we do here. And so that's really the meaning behind the wall.
Furthermore, Minner says
each one of those boards made of walnut in a 3D texture really represents the work that we all do together to support the residents behind, or the panels behind. And so that could be volunteers, it could be mentors, it could be churches, it could be staff, it could be family.
Again, Hope Gospel Mission Program Manager Mike Minner. I have to say, having been there for the ribbon cutting and the opening festivities this past week, I was really surprised by how big the New Hope Learning Center is. It's a beautiful new facility, and much great work and training is going to take place there. Meanwhile, much great work has been taking place for quite a while now in Chippewa Falls at the Sparrow Wellness Clinic, and they're going to be holding an open house this coming Saturday, October 26th, from 9 to 1 at 2829 County Highway I, where you can meet providers, have a Q&A, mini lectures and demos, product samples, giveaways, and more. Dr. Krista Gearing says
our open house is to just welcome the community, so they could see our facility, they can meet our providers. We're going to have some tables out with our different modalities, like we have frequency-specific microcurrent, and we have some different, like alpha stim for anxiety, and we have some IV therapies and a couple saunas. So we're just going to show people some of those things. We're going to have a few mini lectures, like a 10-15-minute talk about a couple different topics. Some gift baskets and some door prizes.
And Gearing says they'll be joined by some community members.
So we're having some other like-minded community members. So we have a wing on the south side of our office that has a number of like-minded health professionals that they're going to be present. And then we're having some healthy food vendors, and Northwoods Bison is coming. And so we've got some community members that help support good, healthy living.
Regarding her background, Dr. Krista Gearing says she's originally from South Dakota.
I came to Eau Claire for my residency for family medicine. Just wanted to come somewhere where there was trees and friendly people, Midwest values, and we thought we'd go back to South Dakota. But, of course, we fell in love with Wisconsin, and I had the opportunity at the end of my three-year residency to join Family Health Associates. So that was Dr. Ippel and that gang in Chippewa Falls. So I started my career doing the full spectrum of family medicine, from birth and doing deliveries to the emergency room to the hospital to nursing homes. And it was great. It was like, you know, Marcus Welby kind of stuff.
Gearing says as her career went on,
I could see that there was holes in what we could do for people, you know. So chronic illness started to become more and more difficult and prevalent, and chronic illness is really hard to address with a quick fix. So in 2011, I started studying hormones first, you know, bioidentical hormones, and then in 2013, I went to my first Institute of Functional Medicine course, and it was a week-long overview, and I was blown away, because it's really looking at root cause and trying to figure out and work with the body and how the body's designed, and just help support and nourish it, and try and figure out the whys behind the symptoms rather than just what can mask a symptom. So that's functional medicine. And so as I started digging into that, it became very clear that it didn't fit in the regular medical paradigm, right? And it takes more time. So we get to sit down with the patient and learn about their history.
Because Gehring says in learning about each patient's story,
you learn about how they got where they're at. And then we can try and go back and fix things that have been kind of messed up along the way and support the body. So in 2017, I left big corporate medicine. We were in a bigger clinic in the area. We had been sold in 2015 to a bigger clinic. And 2017, I just realized I needed to be out on my own. So I opened up just myself and an LPN and a receptionist. And after that, we've been just slowly growing. And God's been good. We've been, you know, I've made errors along the way managerially because I'm not a business person. We've been able to grow slowly. And then over COVID, we've just had kind of a little explosion. So we moved down to the first floor, and we have two full-time nurse practitioners now. And we have, another doc who joined me in 2022. Her name is Robin Andrews. She's a family physician working part-time for us. And then the two nurse practitioners have come on. And then now we have Dr. Laura Smith, who is a pediatrician who's functional medicine trained.
Dr. Laura Smith says she practiced in conventional medicine for 17 years before joining the team at Sparrow Wellness Sanctuary.
Shortly after getting out of residency already and starting to practice, I just noticed a lot more children coming in with chronic diseases. And every year I'd see more and more of that, or more autism or neurodevelopmental issues going on.
Smith says,
although, our conventional model is great for taking care of lots of different illnesses, I still felt like there have to be some other tools that I can use and ways to help them. And as an osteopathically trained physician, we use OMT or osteopathic manipulation therapy. So that is like another tool I have in my toolbox that I can use with my patients. And I've just studied different things over the years, too, based on what my patients have kind of been asking, coming in and asking for. And so it was just kind of a natural progression for me, I guess, to explore functional medicine a little bit more, not abandoning my past education or training at all, but, how else can I kind of enhance that and what I have to offer for my patients? And so I kind of started diving into really looking at food as medicine and expanding my knowledge of nutrition to kind of use that for, leverage. Because we really don't get a ton of nutrition education in medical school.
Pediatrician Dr. Laura Smith of Sparrow Wellness Clinic in Chippewa Falls says, like Dr. Gehring and the other practitioners at Sparrow Wellness, she got her training at the Institute for Functional Medicine.
It's just been an awesome thing to have different tools to really kind of dive deep into identifying more of kind of the buzzword is the root cause of different diseases. Uh-huh. And so, looking at maybe for example, a kid with eczema, we have things like steroids that we can use that can help calm things down right away. And there definitely is a place for those. Or we can give them, medications to help their itching and stuff like that. But it's really kind of treating the symptoms. And so I'm wanting to know, let's go upstream and what kind of triggered and set all these events into place, and can we do something there to maybe reverse it or put it into remission or make it so they have less flares or things like that. And so that's kind of where functional medicine comes in, but is really leveraging a lot of foundational lifestyle pieces. So your diet, exercise, stress, sleep, relationships, that whole kind of social, emotional, mental piece too is wrapped up in there. It's just been really fun.
Dr. Christy Gehring says adding Dr. Smith has been great.
As a family physician, I love seeing kids too, but Dr. Laura has the capacity to really dig in to some of these more complex childhood problems that are arising. And unfortunately, nowadays, you know, our kids are getting sicker and sicker. Like the statistic, I'm not good with statistics, but it's something like one in six kids now has a chronic illness. Like, that's crazy. So, you know, one in six kids has either anaphylactic peanut allergy, or they have anxiety disorder or ADHD. And it's very, very troubling. So to have a pediatrician who has a functional medicine background, and also she's a DO, a doctor of osteopathy, so she also has some manipulative, you know, she can do like some chiropractic type of manipulations. So it's a great skill set to have.
Dr. Gehring says their direct pay clinic has been very well received.
We fit in a need for folks who just aren't getting answers anywhere. There's a lot of people that come in who say, you know, I've been to this specialist and that specialist, and I'm on this medicine and that medicine, and I'm just not getting better, and I need to do something different. So help me figure out what to do. So we've been, you know, fortunate in trying to figure out the medical mysteries and trying to figure out how to help folks. And we also have people that are just coming to seek more personalized care and more patient-led care. You know, so we try and respect the patient's wishes about their medical direction and how they want to treat their family.
And finally, Dr. Gehring says there's a wide range of issues they see people for at the Sparrow Wellness Clinic in Chippewa Falls.
We see a lot of, well, there's hormone things. That's kind of how I started. But then a lot of gut stuff, like irritable bowel and chronic constipation and those kind of things. Chronic headaches, allergies. We see many people with chronic illnesses like diabetes that isn't well controlled or is they want to get off their meds. We see we're doing some weight management stuff. We see autoimmune diseases, Hashimoto's thyroid condition. We see kids who have maybe some challenges with on the autistic spectrum, or who have ADHD and the parents are struggling because the medications don't work well for them, or there's a problem. So we see a lot of that. Anxiety, depression, mood disorders.
Dr. Christy Gehring there from the Sparrow Wellness Clinic in Chippewa Falls. Well, they'll be holding an open house this Saturday, 9 to 1 at 2829 County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. You're invited to come on out, meet providers, Q&A, mini lectures and demos, product samples, giveaways, and more. And also, in our opening segment, congratulations to Hope Gospel Mission officially opening their Hope Learning Center, the $1.8 million project that brings expanded classroom space, technology, and new confidential offices in a new building next to the Hope Gospel Renewal Center for Men. As I understand it, 35 residents right now, 42 computer workstations. And again, the work and training they're already doing and will do is something to just thank God for. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.